tuned into the Morning Mix on KPFA. I'm Tara Darabji. High school student Taranda Jones was found shot in the chest in her Emeryville home on Monday. Her boyfriend, D'Angelo Eagleton, age 18, is being sought on an arrest warrant for her killing. Taranda Jones was a poet, sister, daughter, freedom fighter, and founder of the Making Changes Freedom School in Richmond, California. She will be deeply missed. We are joined in studio by her teacher, Cesar Cruz, and sister, Tiffany Jones. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. First off, I just want to give our deepest condolences. I can only imagine how difficult this is for both of you right now and the pain and sorrow that you're going through, and just want to thank you for being with us today. And Tiffany Jones, you're Taranda's older sister. When did you first hear that your sister was murdered?
The cops called me like around 3 o'clock, telling me that I need to go to Highland Hospital as soon as I can, you know, because they told me my sister was in a hospital with a gunshot wound to the chest, and I was asking them like how's her condition, and they couldn't even tell me, you know, they was like I don't know, and so I rushed out the house as soon as I could.
And were you able to see her in the hospital at all?
No, because she was already pronounced dead when I got there. And I was really upset because I really wanted to see her so I could, like, you know, have some closure. Like, it's just so hard, you know.
And when did you first start suspecting that her boyfriend was the murderer?
I called her friend because she had a friend that was living in the house with her that she knew for like a long time, and she called me and told me the whole story, and she was like it was him because after he did it he ran out the house. And yeah, it's just so hard to think about, you know, because like I have to accept the fact that I will never see her again, you know. It's just really hard.
And Cesar Cruz, I want to bring you into the conversation. I know that Taranda was one of your students, and tell us a little bit about the community work that she was involved in and just who she was.
Taranda was such a bright light, also very opinionated, very outspoken. I remember at age 12, she told me she was going to be the first African-American, first female president. And I remember her wanting to organize at her school around school uniforms. She actually came to KPFA Studios to record a poetry album, and just an amazing young lady. All of the sisters, just four sisters all together, are we had a chance to meet her many, many years ago in Richmond, California, and we had a freedom school inside of our house, and Taranda helped build that. She helped organize. She helped with the dinners. She was very much involved in the poetry class, and just an amazing, amazing young lady.
And Tiffany Jones, as Taranda's older sister, why is it really important for you to speak out about her murder and carry her story forward into the community?
Because I know it's a lot of other women out there that's in the same situation as her, and I just want them, you know, to realize it's really, like, dangerous to be in a abusive relationship. Is really serious, like, because like look at me now, I have to bury my little sister because she didn't speak out. I just want women out there that's in the same situation as her, like she was in, to speak out about it, you know. Don't keep it hidden, you know. It's just really hard, you know, because yeah. I wish I could have did more. I really did. I really wish I could have, you know.
Well, your voice here is really powerful, and, you know, I think it's one of those things that in all communities gets really hidden, and, you know, it's your sister's definitely a change maker, social justice, and I think we have to look at that, you know, as we start unpacking these systems of oppression. You know, a lot of times in our communities, you know, as young people of color, we're in there and we're supporting these movements. And as women, a lot of times I think the women are told to be quiet about their struggles and take it, you know, and our young men have a lot of pain and a lot of that. And a lot of times it comes back home into the household and it comes out at the woman, you know, within our communities. And so I just really want to thank you for being able to speak up on behalf of your sister and your family and speak to other women, because she's not the only one. And there are so many women, so many strong and powerful women out there in those kinds of relationships. And I think that this story is definitely a wake-up call for all of us.
Yes.
And Cesar Cruz, do you want to just share with us a little bit about, you know, sort of in terms of your own organizing and work with young people, how you, you know, see the oppression of our young women and those relationships in our communities and in our communities of color? I mean, it's in all communities, but how it really is coming out.
You know, I think Tiffany is right. I work at a high school in East Oakland, and as I was telling the students about what happened to Taranda, everyone was taken aback. And so many kids, especially young women, find themselves in very abusive relationships. You know, hearing about the fact that this young man would start tripping about, you know, who is she talking to? Who are her friends? And you see a lot of signs early on. And then to have this tragedy happen is horrific. And so in the neighborhood where I live and where we work, we see prostitution at an all-time high. We see police departments not doing anything about it or even caring. In Oakland, in the last year and a half, we've had five women whose bodies have been burned and dumped. And, you know, I come from a country in Mexico where we speak about femicide in Juarez, but we don't speak about femicide in the same way here in the so-called liberal and so-called progressive Bay Area. This is happening here in our neck of the woods, not in Juarez, where young women are oftentimes sold, where they're killed, where they're abused, and it just seems like a lot of people stand idly by. And I very much respect Tiffany for being able to speak out, you know, 3 days after her sister has been murdered. I don't know that I would have that kind of strength. For anyone that's listening out there, you know, who suffered a loss or who really, you know, stands in solidarity with women's struggles, I think it's really important to stand up and to organize. It's critical because people are being attacked on so many different levels.
Absolutely. And in terms of, I just wanted to know if either of you wanted to share any memories or just thoughts about Taranda Jones as we honor her today with our listeners.
I have so many good memories of Taranda. It's like she can light up a room. She touched everybody in our community, you know, like she really did. It's like it was a few times where I went to her for advice because I didn't know what to do. Like going to my younger sister for advice, you know, she just touched everybody, you know. She's a really good person, and I really don't think she deserved that, you know. She had a whole life ahead of her. And like, you know, it's just so hard.
We took a trip one time to Southern California to see a hip-hop artist. And it was a conscious hip-hop artist, but Taranda was the kind of young lady that would step up to anybody. And she was very young. She was, imagine a 12-year-old not being afraid to speak to anybody. And not mesmerized, not, wow, let me get your autograph, but let me talk to you about your lyrics at 12 years old. And so that's the kind of young lady she was. And just amazing. She could speak to anybody. She could be speaking at city council meetings in Richmond, organizing in the community, organizing food drives. I remember when she was helping us give out, we gave out Christmas toys, but instead of giving kids Barbie dolls and G.I. Joe, we were giving conscious toys. And so I remember her wrapping presents and giving them out. Even though she didn't have much, she was always fundraising for others and always trying to take care of other people.
We're talking with Cesar Cruz and Tiffany Jones about the tragic murder of Taranda Jones earlier this week. And, you know, are there any ways that our community can support the family and friends of Taranda Jones?
Yes. Actually, this Saturday, we're having a car wash to raise funds to put my sister to rest. It's going to be in San Pablo, California. 2500 San Pablo Dam Road at the HP gas station from 10 to 5. And that was just really appreciative if people would come through and help us, because we need volunteers and everything, you know. Yeah. And my contact info is, my number is 510-393-8420. You guys can call me to learn more info.
So that's Tiffany Jones, the sister of Tarenda Jones. If people want to reach out and help, they can contact her at 510-393-8420. And that's going to be, once again, the details of the car wash is going to be this Saturday. Can you give the address one more time?
2500 San Pablo Dam Road, San Pablo in California.
And Tiffany and Cesar, I just really want to thank you both for being here and speaking to our listeners. I think a lot of times when you have violent crimes like this against our young women, the community gets silent, the doors shut, there's so much pain. You know, even I, you know, when I was looking at the news coverage last night, there was a moment where my daughters rushed over and it was like, do I let them see this or not? You know, because we want our young women to be equipped, and then there's also the fear, you know, because these are the people closest to us. These are the people closest to us that are perpetrating the crimes against our women. And so I just want to know, you know, if either of you have sort of last thoughts that you want to say, and if there's anything that you want to say to young women out there that might be listening.
I just want the young women out there to know that you guys need to speak up. Like, if you're in the same situation my sister was in, you guys need to speak up. Don't hide it. Don't, you know.
And on the car way over here, you know, Tiffany was speaking about how so many young women feel trapped. And I think that there's nothing that I can say to young women, being a man myself, in terms of giving advice. I don't know what it's like to be a woman. I don't know what it's like to be trapped in that way. But I just feel like it's figuring out ways to reach out, sometimes ways to possibly escape. In Oakland, we have organizations, at least for teenagers. We have an organization called Dreamcatchers. So young people that run away, this organization, Dreamcatchers, picks them up and gives them temporary housing as they try to figure out different ways of support. But there's not a lot of organizations like that out there. And so many shelters are being cut, especially those that help women. But I think seeing my mom, she had what's called the Comadre Network. And the Comadre Network is, who is the auntie, who is the friend, who is the colleague that you can call at 3 o'clock in the morning when bottles are being thrown, when fights are happening. And it's allying yourself with other sisters who can stand with you, who can open the door to you, who can lend a couch, as the organizing continues to support each other.
And that's our message to all our women out there, to not be embarrassed, to not be ashamed. Even strong women end up in abusive situations, and there's a whole network out there. There's communities. Just ask, reach out for help, because we don't want to see any more of our women dying. And just want to thank you so much, Tiffany Jones, for being with us. You are an amazing light, and you're making that change every day. And thank you so much. And I know that this is a deep, sorrowful, tragic moment, and I'm just so grateful for you to be able to take that story so that other women might not have to go down the same path.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you're tuned into The Morning Mix. We'll be right back after a short music break.